When you work on a development project and use Git to track your changes, not all files in your project folder should be versioned. Some files are generated automatically by your operating system, your code editor, or your development tools. Others contain sensitive information like passwords or secret keys. Still others are simply too large or too temporary to be worth storing in a repository. This is where the gitignore file becomes essential. The gitignore file is a plain text configuration file that you place at the root of your Git repository. Its role is simple and precise. It tells Git which files or folders to completely ignore. When a file or folder is listed in gitignore, Git will not track it, will not include it in commits, and will not suggest adding it when you run Git status. It is if those files do not exist from Git's perspective. Understanding why this matters is fundamental before learning how to write one. Let us look at the main categories of files you typically want to ignore. Why certain files should not be versioned. The first category is operating system files. When you work on a Mac, your system automatically creates files called ds_store in every folder you open. On Windows, a file called thumbs.db may appear. These files are purely local metadata created by the operating system to manage folder display preferences. They have absolutely no relevance to your project's code. If every developer on your team commits these files, the repository history becomes polluted with meaningless noise. The second category is dependency folders. In the JavaScript ecosystem with Node.js, when you install packages using the Node Package Manager, commonly called NPM, all the downloaded libraries are stored in a folder called Node_modules. This folder can contain hundreds or even thousands of files and can weigh several hundred megabytes. There is no reason to version it because any developer who clones the project can simply run the install command to regenerate this folder automatically from the package.json file. Including Node_modules in your repository would make it extremely heavy and slow to clone or transfer. The third category is environment configuration files. When you work on a project, you often need to configure environment-specific variables, database credentials, application programming, interface secret keys, port numbers, authentication tokens. These are typically stored in files named NBM.jort for environment. These files must never be committed to a repository, especially if that repository is public or shared with external collaborators. Exposing a secret key in a repository, even briefly, is a serious security risk that can have real consequences, such as unauthorized access to your services or unexpected financial charges on cloud platforms. The fourth category is compiled or generated files. When you write code in certain languages or use build tools, some files are automatically generated from your source code. For example, if you use a tool that compiles modern JavaScript into a version compatible with older browsers, the output folder, often called dist or build, contains generated files. These are not source files you wrote yourself. They should not be versioned because they can always be regenerated from the actual source code. The fifth category is log files and cache files. Development tools and servers often create log files with extensions like log to record events, errors, or activity. Cache folders, like cacheOr, TMP, store temporary data to speed up operations. These files change constantly, are not useful for tracking code history, and clutter the repository unnecessarily. How to create and write a gitignore file? Creating a gitignore file is straightforward. You create a new file named exactly gitignore, starting with a dot, with no other extension, and you place it at the root of your project directory, at the same level as the git folder that Git creates when you initialize a repository. The syntax of a gitignore file is simple. Each line contains a pattern that describes what Git should ignore. Here are the main rules you need to know. To ignore a specific file by name, you write its name directly. Node_modules. .m. Thumbs.db. .ds_store. To ignore all files with a specific extension, you use the asterisk symbol as a wildcard followed by the extension. .log. .tmp. .cache. This tells Git to ignore every file ending in log, every file ending in tmp, and so on, regardless of their name or location. To ignore a specific folder and everything inside it, you write the folder name followed by a forward slash. Node_modules/dist/build/. The trailing slash is optional in practice. Git often handles both, but it is a good habit to include it when you specifically mean a directory, as it makes your intention clearer. To add a comment in your gitignore file, you start the line with a hash symbol. Hash this line is a comment and is ignored by git hash ignore operating system files ds_store thumbs.db. Comments are useful to organize your Gitignore file into sections and explain your choices to other developers, or to yourself in the future. To ignore everything inside a folder but keep the folder itself, for example, to keep an empty logs folder in the repository, you can use a combination. logs/!logs/.gitkeep. The exclamation mark at the start of a pattern means exception. Do not ignore this specific file even though a previous rule would normally match it. In this example, all contents of the logs folder are ignored, but a placeholder file called gitkeep is explicitly kept so the empty folder is preserved in the repository. Git does not track empty directories, so this technique is commonly used. A concrete example of a gitignore file. Here is what a typical gitignore file might look like for a Node.js web project. Hash operating system files. .ds_store. Thumbs.db. Hash environment variables. SensitiveData.env. .m.local. .mdf.production. Hash Node.js dependencies. Node_modules/. Hash build output. dist/build/. Hash log files. .log. npm debug.log. Hash editor configuration, optional, depends on team preference. .vscode/. .idea/. This file covers the most common cases in a typical beginner project. As your projects grow in complexity, you will add more specific rules. When should you create the gitignore file? Best practice is to create the gitignore file before you make your first commit. This way, you ensure that no unwanted files ever enter the repository's history. If you forget to add gitignore early and you accidentally commit a file like node_modules or env, removing it from the history requires more complex operations. If you have already committed files that should be ignored, adding them to gitignore later will stop them from being tracked in future commits, but Git will continue to show them as tracked until you explicitly tell Git to stop tracking them using the command git rm cached followed by the file or folder name. The cached flag means Git removes the file from tracking without deleting it from your local disk. After running that command, you commit the change, and from that point on Git will respect the gitignore rule for that file. Global versus local gitignore. There are actually two levels of gitignore configuration. The local gitignore file sits inside a specific repository and applies only to that project. This is what you will use most of the time. There is also a global gitignore file, which you can configure once on your machine and which applies to all your Git repositories. This is useful for ignoring files that are always system-specific or editor-specific, such as ds_store or fscode/, regardless of which project you are working on. You configure a global gitignore by telling Git its location using the git config command with the global flag and the core.excludes file setting. However, for now, focusing on local gitignore files per project is the right approach at this stage of your learning. Practical tips and common mistakes to avoid. A very common mistake is to forget to create the gitignore file before initializing or starting to work on a project. Take the habit of creating it immediately after running Git init. Another common mistake is to commit the env file. This mistake can have serious consequences in a professional context. Always double-check that your env file is listed in your gitignore before committing. Do not put the gitignore file itself in the gitignore. You want Git to track your gitignore file so that all collaborators on the project benefit from the same ignore rules. Finally, there are online tools and repositories that provide ready-made gitignore templates for many types of projects and programming languages. The most well-known is the GitHub repository called gitignore, maintained by GitHub, which contains templates for Node.js, Python, Java, and many others. These templates are a solid starting point that you can then customize for your specific needs. Using one of these templates from the beginning saves time and avoids forgetting important patterns. In summary, the gitignore file is a small but critical component of any serious Git workflow. It keeps your repository clean, lightweight, and secure. Learning to write it correctly from the start is one of the foundational habits that distinguishes a professional developer from a beginner.